Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. This is Mama 7. Woo-wee! We are at the big 2-0. And this month is flying by. This has been actually the fastest devotions I can remember. And it's probably because I have so much to do, so much that's getting done, so much that's not getting done. And so it has been, I have been slipping and tripping and trying to get up from second one. And like I said, I feel good about my accomplishment. I know I can do more. And that is the drive. That is what I hope for. That's what I push for. I know I feel good about where I am. I know I can do more. So here I am at the crack of dawn trying to do more. And talking about the crack of dawn, look, family, we only got 10 more days, right? These may be a difficult 10 days only because we've been in it for a minute. You know what I'm saying? We've been enduring. Just like this COVID stuff, like when COVID stuff first hit, I saw everybody with the little mask on. I saw people with gloves on. And everybody was really wrapping up. After a year plus, you know, because I know COVID really hit, especially South Georgia, middle of March. So by the time it really hit, you know, so we've been at this for what, 14 months, 15 months? I'm tired. Anybody wearing no mask no more? That's old fashioned. That's old school, you know. People are ready for the summer. You know, they ready to do what they want to do. I know I can't wait to get back to my festivals. You know, everybody's ready for life. So whether that's right or wrong, whether it's time for that or not, that's what people want. And so you have to be honest about how people, you know, we have to be honest about where we are in the process. And right now, day 20, we're kind of deep in. So we have to make sure that we re-energize ourselves. Let's get back into it. Let's push it a little bit further. I swear I was a preacher in another lifetime because Lord be waking me up with stuff on my mind, with messages. And these messages, they help me so much. They allow me to have more depth in my understanding of God and his commandments. They help me to have more confidence in what I'm doing and what I should not be doing, you know, just more understanding. And so, and I love sharing them because I'm hoping that as I share them, they are helpful to you, you know. So today, God was like, look, you got to change. If you don't change, you can hurt yourself trying not to change. You have to change. And God said, don't just change the name. Change the very essence. You have to be willing to change completely. And I was, and it had me like soul searching myself. What am I not changing? Or what maybe am I just changing a very little aspect of myself and not really putting in that work to do, to make the change? And so no one likes to change. We all talk, oh, the seasons. And, you know, I learn a lot from nature. Nature is a great teacher because nature works in a way that it works. You know what I'm saying? It's very logical. And if it doesn't work, nature doesn't do it. And so that's why I like to learn from nature. You know, show me what I'm possibly doing that I shouldn't be doing. Show me better ways to do what I'm doing, you know. And so I love nature and I love the lesson that it teaches, but you got to pay attention, okay? Nature's doing all this miracle, magical stuff. The trees are giving us oxygen. The flowers are giving us beauty and sometimes food. You know, there's so much going on. You know, a lot of our food or vegetables and everything like that, it flowers before it starts to actually bring something to us, and that's amazing. My little one planted an apple seed, and it actually sprouted. I think he got that gift like his grandma, who can make anything grow. An apple seed, who plants apple seeds? So, but he planted one, and it's sprouting, so hey. But, you know, when you're looking at nature, it teaches you so much. It teaches you to be brave, because that seed could have stayed still. I'm not going to move. You're not going to pick me. You know, when you're a little seedling, you have to fight in the dark, you know, and then get to the sunlight. And on one hand, you're like, oh, yes, sunlight, I finally can get some nourishment. But you're also making yourself available to predators. Sometimes I tell little seedlings, look, there's a predator right there. Wait and grow in your season. God may have you blooming in the fall because your predator may be sleeping in the fall. You know, stop trying to be so aggressive and gung-ho when you should be following God's instruction, because he's the one that's going to tell you how to do this safely. I tell everybody, I had wanted to start a wonderful approach 2 years before I actually started a wonderful approach. I was ready. I was business card ready. I was like, hey, we're going to do this, and we're going to, God helped me for 2 years. That's a long time. That's a long time to have a mission and a vision in your heart. And God to say, no, daughter, it's not time. And I'll be like, okay, I'll be back. Just know I'll be back in 6 months. God's like, sure, whatever, come back in 6 months. 2 years I had to wait. But I knew I was ready. I knew I had done everything that I needed to do, or so I thought. But I didn't question it. I wasn't mad about it, because I knew God was saving me from some predator, someone, and I don't want to call names, but someone who may not have been ready for me to do that. You know, some, every time that I help someone, every time I pull someone out of the mud and put them on God's side and be like, hey, God sent me. Come on over here. No, no, you don't belong over here. Come over here. Every time I do that, some demon goes hungry. That night, I just took away their food. Every time some suicidal person called me and lets me know, hey, I'm having that problem, and we work our way down from it. We talk, come down off the ledge and slowly take some steps to get you even out the building, okay? So, and then I'm calling in my prayer warriors, hey, I got a situation. Pray for me and my strength as I'm trying to do this work. Those are calls I make, right? Every time I do that, some negativity does not eat that night. You do that enough, there's going to be some targets on your butt. See, this is why I pray. This is why I need people to pray for my health and my safety. Because this work that we do, this ain't no easy work. The rewards are small and the dangers are high. See? So this is why I keep my prayers strong. You sit here, and I'm sure we look like ants to God, and he takes the time to make sure we have all that we need and we're well taken care of. Don't act like some person is too small. Don't act like you don't have time. If God put this challenge right here in front of you, you have the time. Because, of course, God doesn't give us anything that we cannot handle, blah, blah, blah. You get it. I got it. We both read the book. But I need you to understand how serious this is. And the word that God gave me today, that change, God said you're going to hurt yourself trying to stop the change. And I said, okay, well, Listen, I don't believe in hurting myself. I got enough other issues out there trying to work against me, like gravity. I don't need you trying to hurt myself, you know. So that means this message is for somebody real, somebody in particular, where you're having a hard time letting go your current mindset for a different mindset, a better mindset. I always think about shoes. I like shoes, but I'm not really, I don't have that many of them, whatever. My shoes are very basic, in my opinion. But imagine putting on some shoes while you were in kindergarten that fit just fine. Everything was wonderful. You're like, I love these shoes. These are my favorite shoes. The Spider-Man shoes, both my boys. That Spider-Man shoes, because Spider-Man's more than superhero, more than Superman, Batman, anything. Spider-Man shoes were the bomb. With Velcro, I think back in Solomon's day, they had lights on the bottom of them, whatever. And so they loved these shoes, right? Didn't ever want to take them off because the shoes made them faster, I guess. And so as they're going through with their fast shoes and everything like that, they keep growing. But they only make Spider-Man shoes up to a certain size because after that, it's not appropriate. It's not age appropriate to be 21, walk around with some Velcro tennis shoes with Spider-Man figurines all over it, right? Maybe not. So a lot of times the change that we have to do is reflective of where we are in our life. Where are we in our development? And that kind of really dictates the change that we have to make. But I promise you, if you don't make real change, it will hurt. So those shoes that fit fine in kindergarten, I promise you, by the time they get to first grade, they're not going to feel the same. They're going to be worn. They may rock on the edges. You know what I'm saying? They may have scuff marks all over them. You know, it's time to change. You got to let them go. And that might be the last size of Spider-Man shoes. After that, you got to wear, regular tennis shoes. You got to get some Nikes or whatever. But, and so you want to hold on to it even more because you know, after this, that's the end. There is no more. I hate to tell you, but you got to grow up. You got to let go of those Spider-Man shoes. They were only cool when you were 5 and 6. Only cool. After that, now you look foolish. You understand? I tell you because I love you. You now look foolish trying to walk around with Spider-Man shoes on, and you grown. Stop it. And so we're working in that way. We have to be understanding in that way. We have to really begin to understand you can outgrow some of your old thinking. There will come a point where you're like, look, this just isn't working. Don't try to keep forcing it to work. Now, I swear, if you take those tennis shoes and you cut off the sole and then you put the Spider-Man part and on just let your feet and toes hang out, you can actually still put it around your ankle and stuff like that. But you, again, will look crazy. It's time to let it go. You will look outdated. It won't provide the comfort. If half your foot is hanging out of your shoe, that's not comfortable. You're losing. And then what you're doing is you're missing out on the opportunity of the support that a Nike needs. You know, those Spider-Man shoes didn't really have any support. They were just really for, ripping and running and stuff like that. Now that you're getting a little older, have some more weight on you, maybe play sports, you're going to need the additional support that a better shoe has for you. You're going to need a shell top. You know, everything that you need is in that next stage. So if you have depleted all your resources where you are, if you've been there and done that in this stage and this phase of your life, that means that it's time for you to go to the next stage. You have a whole life and understanding waiting for you, but you're still trying to stay back here where you're not supported. No one's supporting you in kindergarten for 10 years. Now, you may get support the first year or even maybe even the second year, but after that, they're going to be like, look, you're just going to have to go to first grade. They will automatically just push you in the first grade because they're like, you're taking too long. It don't take this long to get from kindergarten to the first grade. You are being stubborn. And no one wants to support that. They're not going to. Because at that point, anyone that's supporting you is supporting your retardation. They're making you retarded. They're making you slow. Anyone that does not support, damn near force your growth is not your friend. They're not helping you. They're keeping you on this low level because it suits them. Be clear. We have our own responsibilities to move forward. We're not supposed to stay the same. This is why we always have to be studying. You know, I know a wonderful approach is like, good Lord, you want us to wake up early, you want us to fast, you want us to study, you want us to journal, you want us to go deeper than we went last year when I thought last year was going to kill me. You know, what do you want from me? I want everything. Everything. Why? Because I know your graduation date's coming up. God is going to be expecting you to do this. So let's go ahead and do it. Let's get ready for God. When God comes through here, I want to be like, okay, good, good, wonderful. All right, y'all elevated on time. You worked hard. You did what you were supposed to do. You were kind to your fellow neighbor. You kissed the cat. Yo, roll with it. I want God to know that his investment in me was worth it. And I've said it before, and it surprised me the first time I said it. It surprised me to know that I, you know, I actually care. And I do. I really, really care what God thinks. I care if he's pleased or not. I really do. I care, you know, that my angels, I know I'll be working them. I already told you I'd be stealing out of demons. I already told you. I don't care nothing about negativity. I'm going to go get that baby. I don't care nothing about it. So, you know, I already live a wild and crazy life. All my initiated friends are like, girl, you are sick in the head. There's something wrong with you. You going where? You going to get who? Yeah, I'm going to be here when you get back. Like you going into the belly of the beast. Yeah, okay. One little lamb? Okay. So, you know, I already get that. But the life I live is all for the pleasure of God. It's all for the glory of God. I'm going to get all his sheep, every single one of them, and put them in the safety of his barn. You know, I'm not here head collecting. A wonderful approach numbers are going to always be whatever God deems them to be. All I know is the work that is called, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm just so thankful. I have the support of the people who support me. Oh, my goodness. God sent the right ones. He really did. Because I feel like, you know, we're ready for the world. God sent the right ones to come and to be the counsel and to be even the correcting. You know, I have to listen to some correction sometimes, and it's okay. Remember, we started this conversation all talking about change. You can't do this the same way you did this last year. You can't do this the same way you've been doing it. There's not 5 or 10 of us. You know, the high enough, I can't even tell you how many affiliates there are. There's quite a few. So all the work that we do, no. Nope. We do way too much work to be afraid. We do of change, of the sun, the moon. We can't be afraid, okay? We do way too much work. Work in the positive. You know, ancestors used to sing about the angels and the saints knowing your name. Oh, I know a wonderful approach got a footprint. I know a wonderful approach is going to continue. I can already see it. Way past me. A wonderful approach is not about me. It is about righteousness. It's about spirituality. It's about education. It is not about me. So here we are, and this is what we're doing, right? Today, day 20. Look, if you've been fasting, if you've been fasting and really putting your work in, please pat yourself on the back today. Please. Day 20, we are two-thirds of the way through. That's amazing to me. That is amazing. Please pat yourself on the back. I do over here. You know, when I make prayers for the group, when I make prayers for all those names that are written down as part of doing devotion, oh, my goodness. We are really doing some things, major things. But we can't do them if we're holding on to outdated information. We can't do it if we're holding on to fear. We can't do it if we're being resistant to change. We can't do it under those circumstances. Stop trying. See, when you're being resistant to change, you're being resistant to God. Trust me, only God can orchestrate this this world. They got stuff going on. I'm like, how did that even happen? What were you even doing? What is this about? You know, I mean, sometimes I'm just flabbergasted at the craziness that I see. Why are you trying to do this in that old energy? Change. And if fear is holding you, so I woke up with the word change, and then the word. And then the message for today is release, releasing fear. So what, fear got you? Release that fear. Drop kick that fear. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Making a mistake? All right, well, go back to where you were. You know, all computers, they save dates, restore dates. And so if you do something and it's so bad and you're like, you know what, I want to go back to this day where it was good, you can go back. You can restore your computer back to a later date. Restore yourself. Some of y'all need to go all the way back to high school. Some of y'all need to go back to 15 and 16. Go back. Don't be afraid to let go of some of this outdated information. Release. Let it go. Especially when you see it's not serving you. Who cares what other people say? I was married for all of 6 months. 6 months. And 3 of those months were mandatory Islamic obligation. I was married for 6 months. Had a big, beautiful wedding on an island, chartered planes, the whole night. 6 months. They were like, you got to be joking. I was like, no, I'm really not joking. I'm not doing this. Not another second. It wasn't serving me. Could I have stayed? Yes. Should I stay? I don't think so. But at that moment, I knew. The moment I knew I was out, I was out. No fear. No concern. I don't care who like it, who don't like it. I didn't care about nobody looking at me funny. I didn't care about none of it. This ain't working. I'm out. So when I say release the fear, fear of what? When you know you got, I tell people, I don't tell my problems. I don't tell God about my problems. I tell my problems about my God. When you have a God like my God that's strong and show up, my God shows up. He shows up and shows out. When you got one of them, you don't worry about this stuff. You really don't. And every time I've seen where we were holding on to old stuff, there's been a strong energy of fear. And, you know, Mama Seven will have to call you out on it. Mama Seven be like, oh, that's thinking. Oh, that kind of thing. I'll tell you, you know, kind of funny to me. What you're afraid of. You're afraid you can't move forward, can't move fast, can't do this. What's holding you? Whatever's holding you, look at it. Tell him he doesn't have authority in your life and keep it moving. Oh, I'm big to tell you, you ain't my daddy. Oh, my God. I am quick. I do not mind telling you who you are in my life. Why is that important, Mama Seven? It's important because your daddy has authority over you, right? You have to listen to what your dad says. We're supposed to be honoring our mother and father and everything else like that. And so I tell everybody, you're not my daddy. You're not in charge of me. You don't feed me. You don't take care of me. You don't show up in these battles when I'm battling and fighting for these children. Man, yesterday I had a situation. I had to call my people, look, put a rope around me. I'm going in. And they're like, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, this child here, okay. Going in. I'm going to get this other baby now. I know who's on the back end of that rope. God. So my rope goes, I got my support system, my prayer warriors that hold me down, and I'm trying to hold all these other people down. Then on the back of that, I got my ancestors behind that. Then I got my guardian angels who be rotating on me so hard because they're tired. Then I have the mothers who like my style. Then I have the wrong. I got angels. I got agents of change. I got agents of positivity. And I know behind all of them, all these ancestors, all of them, that's God's rope I'm holding. Period. That's how I can go into these caves and help and get these little ones. All right, I'm sorry. Prayer. We always have to make prayer. Always have to make time for prayer. You know, prayer is what gets us forward. All right? Almighty God. Almighty God, you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You hold all authority in heaven and earth. As I approach your throne of grace, I seek to give you the respect you deserve. I come before you acknowledging the areas of responsibility you have put in my life. You have ordained that I be the leader in my home, in my church, and in my workplace. I ask you to raise me up to be the best leader I can be this day. I bow my head and I will bow my will to you today. By faith, I believe that you are bringing me the wisdom and guidance that I need this day. I declare that I will cooperate with you as you bring my mind, will, and emotions into agreement with your plans and purpose. And as a prayer on men and spirituality, I really like it. Amen. Everyone find a way to be the spiritual leader you can today. Okay? Amen.